temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Eventful Sunday at the U.S. Open. I couldn't turn it off. We had a Father's Day cookout at my father-in-law's, and we just tracked the Pirates game. It was too good from beginning to end. Rory choking. Dan Hicks talking in the background over that clip. Sean?
Nice little treat, huh?
And Bryson winning, and the fans loving Bryson. He's done a total image rehab on... He's used YouTube. He's a example of the 21st century athlete who uses social media or new media to get people to like him and to get people to care about him and want to root for him. The biggest story here, though, is this Neil Shipley, who after being the low amateur at the Masters in April and playing around with Tiger Woods and beating Tiger Woods that day, Sunday at the Masters when Tiger's in red, he ended up being the low amateur at the U.S. Open, finished in the top 30, and now I'm seeing on social media that now he's going to start his professional career. I think he already had like a Arby's club cover. The dude's got a unique look and good head on his shoulder, so he'll make money and be a star, I think, right away. I think there are amazing things ahead for him. My opinion is in the next 10 years, we'll try to get him on. Crowley will text him while he's in the final round of his day at a major, and he'll win that major and be the first major champion from Western PA since Arnold Palmer. I think I have that right.
Yeah, I don't think Rocco ever won one, did he?
No, he lost at Torrey Pines to Tiger in 08. I was thinking about this. We actually brought this up, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and I on yesterday while watching the U.S. Open. Is Shipley already the third best golfer from this area ever? You put Palmer one. You put Rocco two. Who else is even in the conversation? Sean, you're my age. You've lived here your entire life. Can you think of anybody else off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, no. But let me tell you a crazy thing. So I somewhat covered Shipley when he was at Central Catholic.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
I know, right? And the crazy thing is I don't think he ever even won a WPIAL title. Doesn't that blow your mind as good as he is now that he did not dominate
so you
weren't, at the high school
when you
level?
Were watching him... play golf in high school, you never thought to yourself, this is someone that will someday play at the Masters with Tiger Woods and beat Tiger Woods head to head. He did not. He was a late bloomer.
He was really good, obviously, but he didn't dominate each and every year by any means. There's a few other guys who are typically right around the same level as him.
Well, I will open up the phone lines right now at 412-928-9370. We have a few minutes left in the segment. And if anyone else wants to tell me, if we were making the classic sports cliched Mount Rushmore of Western PA golf, Arnold Palmer, Rocco Mediate, and then who would get put ahead of Neil Shipley? He did something at the U.S. Open that's only been done in the last 30 years a handful of times, and that's finished as the best amateur at the Masters and the best amateur at the U.S. Open. The last guy to do it is Victor Hovland. So there are big names. So if you have not yet turned pro and you're a college golfer or teenage golfer and you are competing like this at the Masters and U.S. Open, you are going to be a very, very successful professional golfer. That's what history says. Phil Mickelson is on that list of low AMs at the Masters and U.S. Open. I don't believe Tiger Woods did that as a master at the Masters and the U.S. Open. So already he's doing things that are very rare in golf circles. If you are a friend of Neil Shipley or are related to him and want to call in and talk about this, we encourage that at 412-928-9370. As Sean answers some of these calls, I will say that I did feel bad for Rory. He missed putts that, now I know there's wicked break and the greens are so fast, but when it's inside 5 feet, you anticipate that pros will make them, especially the world number two golfer will make them. But the pressure of not winning since 2014 on the biggest stage clearly got to him. And then he stormed out of there, did not talk to reporters. And then Scott Van Pelt ripped him for that afterwards. And Scott Van Pelt, for people that don't know this, was at one time, I think, a professional golfer before he got into media. Was not a good one, but was a pro. And I agree with him on that. We expect and we ask out of all of our best athletes for them to talk in their worst sporting moments. And it stinks, but it comes with the territory. And the reason why we ask them to do it is because we crave it. We as fans want to hear that raw sound of either disappointment or anger when a big game is blown. That's why we ask the losing coach and the losing quarterback and the guy who misses the field goal at the end of a playoff game or throws an interception. The expectation is they talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm with Van Pelt. I thought he should have faced the music. It blows, and it's got to be something that is going to eat at this man for the rest of his life, especially if he never wins one. But I don't think it would have been catharsis for him in the moment, but that is what we demand. The TV rights are so astronomical. And so much money is spent on to watch golf, and the purses at these events are so big that I do think there should be cooperation there even after you lose, and you should not be storming out of there in a Lexus 2 minutes later. 412-928-9370 is our number. Here is Jim on the Fan. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Pony. Not a fan, but I thought I would call in and let you know
Not a fan of golf?
No, not a fan of you. I love golf. But
what did I do wrong?
I just wanted to let you know about...
Well, wait a minute. Time out. What did, hold on, Jim. I'll let you talk in a second. But what did I do wrong?
What haven't you done wrong? I listened to you all through the football season. I'm like, this guy has to lose thousands of dollars.
Oh, so wait a second.
Gambling.
So, okay, maybe I do, but like, because I get picks wrong, I'm now an a-hole because I get the prediction wrong in a game? Jeez.
You were an a-hole.
You said you're not a fan because I get a prediction wrong. My God, if people at this radio station got predictions right, they'd leave here and they'd go move out to Vegas.
All right. Well, let me fill you in on two golfers from Western PA that you probably never heard of. Neil Shipley, probably, you know, depending on where his career goes. But if you've not heard of him, look up Nathan Smith and Sean Knapp.
Nathan Smith and Sean Knapp. Did either one of them win PGA events?
They're not pros, but look at their storied amateur careers.
Recent golfers or like
out there.
No, I understand that, but like a long time ago or recently?
Oh, recently, yeah.
Okay. Yes, Smith is 45 years old. Someone else mentioned him.
Why didn't he ever become a pro golfer?
I mean, that's something you'd have to ask him. I'm not really sure, but both those guys had amateur success, you know, from the time they were young. I think Sean Knapp was in the senior four ball last year or something with a partner. So while there might not be a lot of, great touring pros from Western PA, those two are at the top of the list at the amateur level.
All right, Jim, I'll try to get more picks right this fall. Thank you for listening.
I got another submission from a caller. Okay. Jim Simons, who did have some success at the professional level. Now, he passed
away. Old head?
Yeah, he was probably playing in the 70s.
Okay.
But he won three events on the PGA Tour during his career and then several
Jim
top
Simons?
10. Yes.
Where's he from?
It just says Pittsburgh, so I'm not... He went to Knock High School in Knock Knight. Yeah, Saxonburg.
Yeah, I count that. I'd put him up there because Shipley hasn't won a... He hasn't played as a pro yet.
Looking
I'd count that guy.
Nathan Smith, great amateur success, but he is 0-for-5 in making the cut at major championships. He played in four Masters and one U.S. Open.
I mean, with all due respect to the guy that just said he's not a fan of mine, I think Shipley's already ahead of the dude. He was in Butler Cabin at the Masters, and he beat Tiger Woods that day. I know it's not Tiger in his prime. Well, that's a pretty tough story to beat, man. Anyways. He's not a fan of mine because I couldn't pick games right last year. All right. Thank you, Jim. I'll strive to do better this season. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. 412-928-9370 if you want to critique me, I guess. We have the Steelers weekend review coming up. The biggest Steelers stories from the weekend that you want our takes on. But first, a quick timeout. Actually, first a message from Mulsey.
Chris Muller here, and I want to tell you all about Shorkey Mitsubishi because I'll tell you what, they know how to do a lot of things, and one of them is rock those summer savings for you. They know you're stretching your dollar right now at Shorkey Mitsubishi, and they want to help you by putting you in a great-looking and tech-filled vehicle that's also very affordable and one that's going to give you peace of mind because it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You get peace of mind and you get so much value. 7-passenger Outlanders like what I'm driving right now, just $29.99, or you can choose 3.99% financing for 60 months with a $1,000 rebate. How about Eclipse Crosses, just $27.7, or you can choose 4.99% financing for 72 months with a $500 rebate. You get style, safety, and all-wheel drive with Mitsubishi, and Shorkey Mitsubishi is going to throw in 2 years of prepaid maintenance as well. The Mitsu that fits you, it can be found in Western PA's best inventory. Shop those summer savings right now at ShorkeyMitsubishi.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?